Hello and welcome to Nine Inch Charge. Welcome to another episode of the Old World Show. Well, Tom, it's been a minute, hasn't it?
It has been a minute.
It has been a minute. But we are back with some, well, with some exciting news. There's been a whole new article on the Warhammer community website talking about artwork and talking about Orcs, Bretonians, and Tomb Kings arriving. So, that's really cool. But before we talk about the article, I just want to go back to something that happened a couple of days before the article dropped. So on the 12th of October, we had this fake article appear and turn up and cause a bit of palaver. I'll put a picture of it up. But the headline of it is "The Old World is cancelled. Fantasy community decidedly too curmudgeonly toxic." And that caused quite a few heads to spin and a bit of outrage in itself. And the comments on it were, as it said, quite toxic, really. Mm-hmm. And it kind of feels like this article is a bit of a reaction to that fake article in a way. I would say also that this new article has been a bit of a long time coming. Chatting to people like Adrian, for example, and people who are, you know, painting fantasy projects and looking forward to this this new game coming out, it does feel like everything has been about the heresy lately and there hasn't been much room for much else, to the point where there was a rumor that the Old World was going to be delayed because of the success of Heresy. So that's a bit of a background, I suppose. Squarehammer came out and said, yes, we've had this article, but we are going to have real news on Friday. And then Friday came along and we got a cool new article that we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, got one hell of an article. Just want to say on that Heresy front, I've got 6,000 points of Heresy sat in boxes. So if anyone's delaying the Old World, it's because of me, I think. I'm the culprit of that one.
Yeah, not only. To be honest, just as we're going off on that tangent, that box set is fantastic, isn't it? I love it. As starter boxes go, you can't really get any better because you can use both factions as one faction. I think if the starter set is, and especially the value that it represents,
It is the perfect starter box, isn't it?
So let's hope they do something like that for Old World when it comes out. Okay, so let's talk about this article. Let's talk about the contents of it. Let's look at this great new artwork that has been produced. And then let's talk about some rumors that have come out since the article has been released that kind of feed into that. So firstly, I think I just want to read the first kind of paragraph of the article because it frames it really nicely. And this is from Andy, and it says, it's been quite a while since our last update, but that just goes to show you that we've been extra busy. Our miniatures designers, painters, writers, illustrators, and graphic designers have been engaged in a period of industrious activity, getting new miniatures designed and the main rulebook written, play tested, lavishly illustrated, and laid out. This is truly a gargantuan project with lots to show off. But for now, we want to give a glimpse of some of the amazing artwork the Warhammer the Old World team's illustrators have been producing. And it is fair to say that I love this style of artwork that they've come up with. I think it's fantastic. And I think it's funny, really, because you would think that they had enough artwork, if you know what I mean, because there's been so much and so many years going back of Warhammer artwork, and some of the classic artwork I really like. It's just nice to see that they are producing new artwork for the game and for the books, because they don't have to, let's be honest.
No, they don't. I think for me, it seems like a good sign that it's going to be a bit more than just here's a rule set. Mm. Like, if you're going to put that effort into some really stunning artwork for essentially Bretonian peasants, I think it's something a bit special.
Yeah. The other thing that I picked up just was in the second paragraph of the article. It says that the studio illustrators have been hard at work rendering classic and new miniatures into full color artwork. So the three pictures that we've got here, there's four pictures that we've got here. They are all of classic models.
Yeah. Very classic models as well. Very cool models.
Yeah. So should we go through them one by one? So the first one that we have got is a Bretonian archer, peasant bowman. And I still have some peasant bowmen in my bits, actually. I could probably do a unit of about 20 if I look through my bits box. And I've still got the stakes and things they got laid out back from when I did Bretonians just before they got axed. And I love the peasant bowmen because what's really cool about the peasant bowmen is that, and this is what's missing in Age of Sigma, it's the low fantasy element. And it's the normal sort of humble peasant who's got to stand, you know, the tide against demons and things like that.
Yeah.
And I always like the thought of like a yeoman or a bowman or anything else that rhymes with that, being out, you know, just stuck in the rain on a wall somewhere. And then there's like in the distance, you just see like a flame and you think, oh God, it's a bloodthirster coming over the hill or something.
Yeah.
And you're there with your, you know, with your tin hat and your little spear. So I always like them. And what I like about it is something actually, Tom, I think you were saying really, is that it feels grim.
Yeah. Yeah, I said that in a message to you, didn't I? It's like it's not like a really clean peasant bowman. It's just like there's a little bit of mud, which I guess we see it a bit more from Games Workshop now. Everything's looking a little bit more real. It's not like really clean highlights and everything like that. I think it might be a little bit more gritty detail in the rule sets, I'm hoping.
I'm looking at it because I always used to look through the rule books as and the army books as inspiration for painting, and it would be great to try and recreate that with some weathering and things like that. I think you could really contrast that with the knights, and I think it would look brilliant. So
I think so.
Talking of knights, we do have a Bretonian knight as well. And he's a knight of the realm. And he just looks ace in this artwork. This is a, you know, the helmet and everything about this is very classic. The Bretonian plastic kit that was out. Probably the artwork is a little bit better proportioned than what the models were. The old horses weren't as good as the... I know some people don't like the Lumineth horses, but I think they're fantastic. People think they're a bit spindly or a bit gawky. And how they look, not gawky with a W, not gawky as in Gawkamork. But I really, you know, I really like the new horses, but this artwork is great in itself. And I think the art style is similar, and it's still got that little bit of grimness to it, but it's also got other elements like gold and things like that shining out of it.
I like how they talk about the gold in it, signifying he's a knight of the realm, not some junior little...
Not a knight's errant, yeah.
Yeah, not a knight's errant. Yeah, he's been about a bit.
Established. And that's cool because you did have similar kits there and you could make different knights out of it. And then how you paint it tells that story of that knight. And this is what we're beginning to see with the artwork now, is that you can really bring that to life. So, you know, it's not just that he's got gold trim and that signifies that he's a knight of the realm. There's other things that are going on that you can capture there. So there are things like he's wearing the black and red of Duke Gastille. So now you know kind of who his lord is, and then you know he's got the white axe of Brion and you know where he's from, and you can do all that. You can really tell us, just the artwork just really begins to tell that story. And that's what grabbed me about it. The next artwork that they showed is really exciting for me because I still have them.
Here's my skeletons. Nice.
Just coming out of the sands. So we have a Tomb King chariot. And what's cool about it, it's painted in the red of Cetra the Imperishable, or it's drawn in the red of Cetra the Imperishable. And I thought that was really cool. Nice to see that there, you know, that we've got Bretonians and Tomb Kings, because I think we still feel the loss of those factions, if I'm honest. We've got a lot of new factions in Age of Sigmar and what have you, but there's just something so cool about Tomb Kings and
Bretonians. There's something very iconic about them both, isn't there? I feel like maybe I could have lost another faction and I wouldn't have cared so much, but for me, Bretonians and Tomb Kings were two of the most iconic. I guess they were never the poster boys of fantasy, but there's nothing more Warhammer fantasy about like than those two armies. Don't know what it is. Couldn't put a finger on it exactly, but they, as everyone says, the old stuff, it just has soul, right?
Yeah, and I think for me, I really like the colours in Tomb King. So the reason why I picked up these skeletons to paint was because I wanted to paint some gold and some blues and yellows and these kinds of bright colours, but then have them contrasted with like the muted bone color. I think they're great. They're like the peasant bowmen, where you get the muted rags and then you get bits of heraldry and bits of the colors of their lords and stuff. I think they're a project that just look really great on the tabletop. And the cool thing about the chariot is it is a picture of the old chariot.
Yeah,
there's no getting away from that. You've got the arrows like quiver down the side, you know, it is exactly the old model, which is quite exciting and quite telling.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Yeah. It makes me think that we're just going to see the old kits reproduced, maybe.
Well, they've done it before. You know, they did it for Made to Order. There are still a lot of plastic kits that hold up. And, you know, they said in the article that they're painting classic models drawing classic models and new models. So I think this tells us that when the game comes out, we are going to have a relaunch of some of the old models, which is great news, because what that means is, you know, I'm just going to come out and say it. Plastic Glade Guard.
not Glade Guard. I can't be dealing with them. They died once. Get them gone.
I've got, I've painted 21. I've got another 40 to paint.
Yeah. That's too many.
The new army project that I'm doing. So yeah, that would be cool to see them back. So if models like that will come back, I think it would be cool, just while we're on this tangent of things we'd like to see back, is Dragon Princes of Kalador.
Why
they ever did away with that kit is beyond me, because it was such a beautiful kit. I think for me, it was my favorite cavalry kit in the game. I think I loved the Dragon Princes and their armor.
Yeah.
Just look,
they were stunning.
Wonderful. So I think this is quite exciting. So I would definitely encourage everybody watching to leave a comment of which plastic kit that has been done away with. Now that we've seen this artwork that is of those old plastic kits, which would you like to see come back?
I don't think I've got an answer for that myself.
Well, the next bit of artwork might be the answer for you, I think, because we've got a boar boy, haven't we?
That is a fantastic piece of artwork. Gets all of the movement in, isn't it?
It's so nice. It's kicking up the dirt, and it's that they've captured like the underside of the boar is like wet and straggly and dirty. I like all that. And then obviously, I mean, this orc is just having the time of his life, isn't he?
Yeah. He's right where he needs to be, that orc.
Yeah. Which is an interesting one, because there's been some talk as well, hasn't there, about would you be able to use the current Games Workshop kits, you know, for Age of Sigmar? So, for example, we've got the Gore Grunters. Would you have been able to use those in Warhammer, Warhammer the Old World when it came out? Because there are parallels. And this seems to suggest that, although, you know, in demons I'd expect you to be able to use in every game system, because Games Workshop seems to do that with demons. It doesn't matter what game system you use. If you've got a demon model, you can use him. Yeah. But it seems to suggest that they might shun away a bit from saying, you know, you don't want to use your Gore Grunters, you want to use your Boar Boys, because this is Warhammer Fantasy, or Warhammer the Old World, yeah. And we have Boar Boys.
That low fantasy bit. But I would still say, if someone wanted to use one as a unit filler, go ahead. I think it would look class. A massive boss on an amped up, bloody steroid raging Boar Boy. Like, that'd be incredible. Just this massive boar in the middle of everything.
I agree. As a hero or champion or a filler, yeah, it would
go ahead.
What would be funny is seeing one of them, and then it comes down, and he's on a little tiny one of the little bases that they like, rather than
like, yeah,
cavalry base. You'd struggle. Like, one hoof would just kind of be balancing on the base. Yeah, you might struggle with that aspect of it, but. Yeah. So all in all, very cool artwork, very cool style. Nice to see, as you said, Tom, that they're doing artwork for it and that they're being proactive. And it's funny because they're being proactive in producing artwork for models that already have a lot of artwork. So that's cool that we're going to have like a coherent style. And then they've done a zoom out of the map at the very end. And they've added some more things on there. So we've got all the things that we've seen before. We've got Kislev, we've got the Empire, we've got Bretonnia, we've got Athel Loren. You know, we've got the mountains. We've got a little bit of a whiff of, what did we say? They were the Hobgoblin Empire and stuff like that. But they've expanded out the mountains a bit more. And they've added in, so we've got the World's Edge Mountains. And they've expanded out a bit more for dwarves and greenskins, and one of the things that I've spied is a night goblin symbol, which is very cool.
Yeah, that is cool. I know the one you're talking about. They're very cool. Very cool.
The most important thing on the map is there's a new wood elf symbol in a wood in Bretonnia, not in Bretonnia, in the Empire. There was already one in Bretonnia. But yeah, lots of cool stuff. And it's nice to have the zoom out and see that setting. And I think that's something to mention as well, is that the artwork that they've shown so far, that we've just seen there for Bretonnia and for the orcs, that's all just within that map. But the Khemri aren't. They're further away than what that map would show. So it tells us that the map, you know, the map is going to get bigger. We are going to see more of the world. Because I did think, because that area of the Warhammer world is called the Old World. So at one point I did wonder, is this game only going to be set kind of in amongst the Empire and the regions around the Empire? But now that it says, you know, the article itself is titled, if I read it, you know, Orcs, Bretonnians, Tomb Kings arrive, that tells me we're going to see Tomb Kings. So that tells me we're going to see more of the map, which is very cool because it's a great map. And I love seeing all the different things. And one of the things in the article that it just ends with, when it talks about the map, it says, you know, we've recently been adding a number of emblems indicating locations important to the dwarves and greenskin. In particular, up the mountain ranges that cross the Old World and in the northern reaches of the Badlands. Each icon is just a tip of the iceberg with a huge amount of work going into developing the character and history behind each and every group and faction. So this game could get massive because we've got, when the army books come out, you know, 50% of it is lore and then 50% of it is artwork and rules. So if they put that much effort into the lore and they want to talk about different regions and provinces, I'm all for that.
Oh, yeah.
That's what this map is indicating.
It's going to be one hell of a project, right?
Yeah. So the article also says, you know, watch your space. There'll be more news to come. And it talks how next year is the 40th anniversary of Warhammer Fantasy Battles. Now, I've been reading some people saying things like, oh, well, next year's the birthday, so is it going to be released next year? You know, is this where we're going to find out, you know, more and things like that? I don't think it's going to be released next year, if I'm honest. I think I was saying to you, Tom, and I feel like Games Workshop is about a year. They feel like they're a year behind, because this year is the 35th anniversary of Warhammer 40,000. But the new edition of Warhammer 40,000 is scheduled for next year.
Yeah.
So I feel like it should be this year. And then next year is the anniversary of Warhammer Fantasy Battles, and they should do the old world. But I don't think, you know, from a business perspective and a shareholder's perspective, I don't think they want to release a new edition of their flagship game and a new game in the same year. I don't know that that would make sense, because they don't want to take one away from the other, even though they're quite different. I would suspect that next year will be all about 40K in the new edition.
Yeah.
And I think that we will see a lot of the old world, and I would say that might come out the year after. But the year after that is an Age of Sigmar year. It should be, if we go by these three-year cycles, that should be an Age of Sigmar release. So then I wonder, will it be the year after that even? I hope it's not, but I personally don't think it'll be next year because of 40K. I think we will see a lot about it. I think we'll see our first models. And I really hope for a release. I mean, I'm saying 2024 now. I'd love to be proven wrong. I would love to be proven wrong.
I think we'll see. I think we'll see the new edition of 40K at the same time as Feth, Warhammer Fest, because that's back. Yeah.
Mm.
So I think they'll tie the two in together. They'll do a release day there. You can go in, get your box of 40K, play the new edition like they did 5 years ago with 8th edition, I think it was. They'll do that again. And at the end of Fest, that last, when they do Golden Demon, they'll be like, stick around, watch the slide, and you'll see Warhammer the Old World up on that screen. And then you'll see slowly every month, you'll see a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. And then you'll be going in Fest next year, the year after, sorry, picking up your copy.
I can't wait.
Articles every day. I can
remember when I went to Fest back when it was on, and I just was in the queue, and there was a big new bit of artwork up, and I thought, I've never seen that artwork before. And I thought, is that Alariel? And you get all that kind of stuff. So I would like to see that. I'd like to go in and see some more of this artwork, and then get some more teasers and things like that. So hopefully there's a lot more to come. It does still feel like the game is a little bit of a way away. You know, they're talking about they've been busy designing miniatures. Now, we know the lead time for that is 2.5 years. Doesn't mean they haven't designed some in the past, you know, coming up, but we'll see. But I'm encouraged that they've done an article, even if they may have needed a bit of prompting from the fake article. So hopefully this is a sign that we're going to get a bit more news. And the more people talk about it, the more people, you know, are posting on social media and things like that and getting hyped up about it, you know, the more hopefully they'll want to tell us. So let's move on from there to this rumor that you sent me, Tom.
From Hastings, the one and only.
Yeah, Hastings. It's funny, just to give a bit of a story, Tom sent me this rumor and he was like, oh, what do you think about this? And I was like, Hastings? And Tom was like, oh, I didn't even read who it was from.
Yeah.
And then
Hastings, if you don't know, and if, like, he was posting rumors back before I was even in the hobby, and they're pretty spot on.
Yeah, but I know. We've done videos before where we talked about reliable sources, but Hastings is a reliable source.
He was. If Hastings said it back in the day, you knew it was around the corner, right? Yeah. I think it was Hastings there's a really obscure rumor, and I think it may have been a Hastings one where he said Bretonian knights on foot. And this was right around the end times, which turned out to be Stormcast Eternal.
Hmm.
But yeah, like, it's that level of accuracy. You knew what was going on.
Okay, so I'll just read it straight as it was written. So he said, I reported this here several months ago. The old Bretonians and Tomb King plastic kits went back into production so they could get fancy new paint jobs for photography for the books. I wasn't aware at the time that a lot of Orcs and Goblins plastics also went into production just recently, including the Boar Boys, for the same reason. Not to say they aren't getting new kits also, just don't expect too much plastic. So what's your take, Tom?
I mean, I'm worried. Great that old kits are coming back in plastic, or they've got, they're reproducing some kits, but if I wanted to be a bit negative, if they mean Forge World resin, I don't want to build an army out of Forge World resin. Not a chance. But if it's just to supplement and complement the existing ranges, I think it'd be brilliant. It'd be worthwhile. Heresy does it and it works.
I think it's cool. Like we said before, let's think about, there are a lot of plastic kits out there that hold up really well. I mean, how old is the Night Goblin model that's still in the, it's still a, you know, in the Gloomspike gits, and they hold up well, and they reinvigorated them and made a whole army around them by supplementing what goes on with that kit. I think it'd be cool to see a lot of kits come back. The Boar Boys are cool, you know, oh my goodness, like the Necro Sphinx, I'd love to see that back.
Necro Sphinx is stunning. That is still a great model. Yeah.
Stuff like
a lot
that
of people convert them.
Be very cool to see. It's good that they've kept hold of the molds. I mean, the Gargants, for example, in Age of Sigmar, that's a really old kit, but it still stands up. So yeah, let's bring them back, especially the good ones. I wonder about heroes and things like that, because it's all very well bringing back the core kits, but there were so many heroes and there were lots of different metal variants and things like that. I don't know what the production capacity is like for Games Workshop to bring back so many variants of so many heroes. And then if they did bring them back, they would all have to be fine cast. So I think that we might see some units come back, but I don't know about the heroes and the variants of heroes, because, you know, I mean, I've been painting my Wood Elf army, but there's so many variants of a Glade Lord on foot. You know, really, we just kind of need one. We don't need that many. So I wonder what they'll do with that. But as I said, as I said before, there's certain kits, you know, Necro Sphinx, Dragon Princes, I'd love to see come back for this game. And I really think they stand up. If there's the appetite for people to buy them, it'd be great for them to make them. I don't know that they will hit the shops, that when you go into a Warhammer shop. I think they'll probably be online only. A lot of stuff is like that. You know, I've been painting World Riders, or trying to get paints World Riders, and you know, they are order only. You can't buy them in the shop. So I think they probably have a limited supply, and then you can order them online. And then you'd have your hero products at the front, which would be the new models, the new starter kits and stuff like that. Which, you know, we might say potentially could be Cathay, or potentially could be what are they called? Tom, help me out. Kislev. Very cool to see.
Yeah. My one wonder is, are the new kits going to be plastic or resin? So if we're going to get like a new Cathay main unit, what are we going to see? I think it's easy to do Space Marines out of plastic, because the Horus Heresy stuff works both ways. Doesn't matter what Legion you paint. A box of Mark VI is a box of Mark VI, but is it going to be too expensive to make a plastic unit for, like a core unit for Cathay?
The thing about Cathay is that there are three variants of every unit. You've got like your Royal Palace Guard, and you've got your Standard Guard, a bit like what we talk about Knights Errant and Knights of the Realm, and then you've got your more peasantry types. So I wonder if there couldn't be like a dual kit or even like a triple kit in there somehow, which made me think that it might be plastic. But we'll see. You know, he says don't expect too much plastic. A lot of the stuff is still retained, like the Dark Elf range is pretty much intact. There's still some Empire that's still quite a lot intact.
We were going to do a video on it, weren't we? Races you can get up and going, like Chaos, the whole range still there.
Yeah,
it's even better now because you've got new AOS models you can put in there. The ogres, you can still use everything. Dark Elves, most of the stuff's there.
So as much as this rumor is telling, and it tells us, you know, what we know, it's funny because he's right, he did report on this. He did say that they were going to bring these kits back. And it was something I wanted to make a video on, but we just never got round to it. He did say they were going to bring these back. Now the artwork confirms that. So he's kind of just saying, you know, this is what I said would happen, but we've got orcs and goblins on top of it. That don't expect too much plastic is just something that we'll have to speculate about until we see what they're going to do with
what's going on. Yeah.
It's funny because I did do a poll on the channel recently about what's your favorite material for a model, plastic, resin, or metal? And plastic was like 95%, I think.
It's easy. That's why you don't have to bath it. You don't have to put it in a bath and scrub it with your toothbrush. You don't have to drill it and pin it together. It just goes together. Games Workshop plastic just works.
Yeah, except for when you've got a shoulder pad that has got a seam down the middle of it and you have to put the shoulder pad together in two parts. As long as they do away with that, then they're perfect. Other than that,
I've got 100 of them to do, mate. Minimum 100. I'm not looking forward to it.
I just don't know why they've done it. But anyway, I think that is everything for this episode. So thank you very much for watching. Tom.
Not everything. What are you talking about, man? Right. Exciting news. Exciting channel news. I've just popped him in mums.
Oh, no way.
I'm in this ice cream box. Sorry, I've got loads of that. Mark II Assault Marines as well. But I've got a tray of dwarves.
Oh, mate. Yeah. Got them back.
I got them back. Everything I've got painted, all my dwarves are now here in one place.
Oh, fantastic. So, I guess whilst we're on that, Tom and I are going on a bit of a hobby retreat at the end of the month, hosted by Ben Hall of the Two Peas podcast. And we are going to bring our fantasy armies and we're going to play a game. We're going to have
roll some.
We've got Tom's dwarves have got some grudges to settle. We're going to find out what's better, bows or black powder. and then, you know, that's with a hope that we will be able to get a more frequent playing slot and actually record some games. So that'll be so watch the space on the channel, because that will be coming hopefully before the end of the year. And we have got plans to do another episode where we're going to look at the Horus Heresy and kind of contrast that to what we think might happen with the old world, because it's an old rule set come back. And how have Games Workshop handled it? What rules have they looked at and things like that? What tweaking have they done? And what can we infer from that about what the old world release might be? So thank you very much for watching all the way to the end. Please leave a like, because it really helps the channel out and helps people find the videos. And please subscribe if you haven't yet subscribed, and we will be back soon. Thank you very much for watching. Please be sure to leave a comment and let me know what you think. I do read every single comment. If you've enjoyed this video, please be sure to give it a like. And if you'd like to see more content like this in the future, please consider subscribing to the channel. And if you'd like to take the conversation even further, you can join the 9 Inch Charge Hobby Hangout Group on Facebook. This is a place for us to come together as a community and encourage each other and chat about our hobby, and feel free to share your models, thoughts, ideas, or ask any questions that you may have. There's a link in the description below. And if you'd like to support the channel, you can find a link in the description to our Patreon page, or you could become a YouTube member. And you can also support the channel by using the affiliate link we have to Element Games. They have a really extensive hobby range. I'm sure you can find anything that you are looking for on there. And they also sell it at a discount to Games Workshop. And if you use the affiliate link, we get a small amount of commission back that we can use to put back into the channel. As ever, this has been 9 Inch Charge. Thank you very much for watching, and I will catch you next time.